This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Telephone number 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us live on nationally syndicated talk radio, plus the internet and some satellite channels as well. This is Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a minute. Before the top of the hour, I was talking about this example where the U.S. Internal Service filed to dismiss a lawsuit by Joshua and Jessica Jarrett, a married couple who claims they should not have paid income tax on cryptocurrency staking rewards. While the IRS offered the Jarretts a refund in December, the couple refused, and this was in an effort to force federal court to decide how staking income is taxed in the U.S.
See,
because that hasn't been decided yet.
They're making a sacrifice because they could have just taken their W and walked out of there.
However, comma, this week, the IRS filed a motion to dismiss the case, arguing that the Jarretts could not refuse its offer of a refund.
There you go.
So, is that changing the rules?
Depends if it was already in the rules. Like, yeah. What do the rules actually say?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, so. Yeah.
But you would have to know.
Yeah.
Right? You would have to know what rule says that they can't offer it, and then is that rule legit? Right? For us, no, because none of them are. But if you're going to play that game, right? If they're going like, you know, we could help a lot of people if we just don't take this refund, because then we would set the precedent going forward. And the IRS knows this, and because it's their rules, they go like, well, we'll just give them a refund, and then they get away with it. No precedent is set.
And isn't that a precedent in and of itself, because they did offer and issue the refund if they accepted it?
No, because there's no federal judgment. It's just the IRS giving them a refund. It's like when you get, you know, if you get your money back from a store, and they go like, well, we're going to give you this one-time courtesy credit.
Yeah.
Right? The IRS will give you this one-time courtesy refund. But it's specific to you because there's no federal judgment or no court judgment.
No, sir. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I don't like it at all. But that's what it is.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Jill in Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Excuse me. I was drinking some Dr. Pepper, and I think something went down the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
Vanilla cherry Dr. Pepper is my favorite soda ever.
Vanilla cherry Dr. Pepper. I like
mine
regular.
Is Coke, but they brought in some neo-racist policy, so I'm boycotting them for the present.
Nice. What's on your mind tonight, Jill?
Well, a man who called in and said that taxation was done with the taxpayer's consent because he didn't refuse, he didn't say it wasn't. And
there was no objection.
A considerable amount of sophistry involved here. Of course, I don't usually call it theft because I'm a little more blunt than that. I think the precise term is robbery because it's done under threat of force.
Yes.
If you don't pay it, they're going to come and take you to jail. If you refuse to go to jail, how are they going to make you go to jail? They're going to show you a gun, right?
Correct. But if you fill out the special form, none of that happens.
Oh, yeah.
In theory.
It might.
Uh-huh. Ha ha. Yeah. If you believe that one, how many more things are you going to believe?
So you're not buying it, Jill. You're not buying the magic piece of paper?
No, no. I think it's nonsense. But that's what it is. The citizen has not consented to it because it's on the law is on the books. They even managed to get it into the Constitution. It's a monstrosity, but it was ratified. Of course, Amendment number 18 was in the Constitution for about 14 years, and it was repealed. So maybe number 16 can be repealed, too.
Good luck.
Yeah, eventually. But the thing is that until it is, it's, there it is, and it's a threat.
It certainly
and when
is.
Somebody comes and makes a threat to you, it doesn't mean you consent just because you give in to the threat. And it's an insult to the victim to say that. You consented.
I couldn't agree more, Jill.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts tonight?
Well, a little bit. I do think that we should get rid of those regulations that keep people from drilling for oil. And I don't think that this country should be buying any oil or other product from Russia. A totalitarian state is a sin to prop up a totalitarian state.
Well, yeah,
do you feel the
same
way about China? That we shouldn't be buying? Okay.
You better believe it.
I don't feel that way because if somebody, you know, lives in some other geographic area that is ruled over by, you know, some other form of government, if they make something that's a superior product or a lower cost or something that I need, I am going to seek them out to purchase it regardless of what kind of rule they have over them. Now, if they themselves are participating in, you know, something like creating war or coercing people in some way, shape, or form, which of course all governments do, then, you know, I might consider boycotting that specific business, but I'm not going to blanket, you know, statement say, I'm not going to buy anything from China or Russia or Timbuktu or, you know, whatever, just because there is some political turmoil going on, particularly
some political turmoil.
Yeah, but particularly if they do it better or, you know, make something that I need.
I'm not blaming the workers in those plants.
Right.
They're the victims. But I don't want to give money to those people who are holding them as slaves and enslave them further.
I hear you.
I get that. And I also don't necessarily like the U.S. government, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to buy stuff from
the U.S.,
right, you know.
U.S. government is not a totalitarian state.
Oh,
it's getting there.
Yeah, it's real.
Well,
I shop where the
dollar
is the highest, man.
But it's getting there.
There doesn't seem to be much difference between, how people in the U.S. are ruled over versus how people everywhere else are ruled over.
What would you have to see from the U.S. government to declare it a totalitarian state?
All things like what they're doing in Russia and China.
Such
I'm
as?
Worried about what they do, sending people to the internment camps against their will because of
Guantanamo Bay type of thing? Or does that not count anymore?
The Japanese people? World
Japanese
War
people, yep.
That was wrong, too, but it's been repudiated, I think. I believe the government has admitted that was wrong.
Okay.
Well, doesn't mean it can't happen again, unfortunately.
Well, and again, Guantanamo Bay is still open.
Yeah.
Still open.
Right.
It's true. All right. Hey, Jill, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. I want to talk a little bit more about consensus. And just doing a quick search here. The magic glowing screen in front of me says there are four types of consent: implied consent, express consent, informed consent, and unanimous consent. I want to talk about the first one because the other three seem pretty self-explanatory. Right?
Okay.
I get express consent, I get informed consent, and I get unanimous consent. Implied consent, however, I'm like, did I imply that I consented? You know, how does that work? How does one imply
if someone's
that they
dying
consented? So,
and you give them CPR, there's implied consent.
So, well, there are laws that invoke this term,
well,
implied
and it's
consent.
Like, if you don't explicitly say no, then it means yes. That's my understanding of implied consent.
So here's this particular example I find disturbing. An implied consent law is enforced throughout the United States. According to this law, by driving a vehicle, you have agreed to submit to chemical tests of your breath, blood, or urine to determine alcohol or drug content if asked to do so by a law enforcement officer.
Maybe if you signed up to get their driver's license, perhaps.
No, that would be direct consent, not implied.
Okay.
This is implied consent, and I don't know, I don't think that you can actually imply consent.
Not in that case.
603-283-6160. Tell us your thoughts and join us here on Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program that's also broadcast on the internet and a couple of satellite channels. So we're worldwide. Well, not worldwide, but we have a global presence. It could be said international, at least.
We're galactical if those things are going out into space.
That's true. We are an intergalactic radio program where you can call in at 603-283-6160. We are also the number one most rated talk show in all of Earth's history. So
we need a plaque or an award for that hanging in the office somewhere.
Maybe we'll get like one of these made and framed and whatever. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it is really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel just by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go even further, download the desktop app over at lbry.com. And then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed to keep it online forever. Again, visit us at video.freetalklive.com, video.freetalklive.com. All right, so we've been talking about consent, and I'm of the opinion that implied consent is a BS term.
Okay. I will grant you that the term may be BS, but the concept behind the term is valid in a lot of situations.
Yes. Now, if somebody is going to, we were talking about, somebody gave somebody the Heimlich maneuver, right, because they saw him choking or whatever.
Or they found him slumped in their chair turning blue.
Right. I remember, like, this occurring, like, when I was growing up, I remember somebody suing somebody who saved them. Like, they were dying, they were choking, and somebody gave them the Heimlich maneuver, and then they turned around and sued them for, like, damages because they, like, broke a rib or something. I don't remember the exacts of the case. And so I have a feeling that this is where a lot of this implied consent legislation came from that didn't exist.
Paramedics will frequently break the ribs of elderly patients while they're doing CPR and chest compressions.
Yeah.
Right.
Can't do
it's
anything
about
it.
It's hard not to.
Right.
Exactly.
But you can have something called a do not resuscitate order where, you know, if you want to, if you're old and you're out and about, and if you die and you don't want to be resuscitated, wear a bracelet that says DNR, do not resuscitate.
That would be withdrawing consent.
So that's withdrawing consent. I don't want to be saved. If you see me dead on the ground, call the morgue. Do not call the hospital. Like,
that would be more along with Bear's idea of you must object. Right?
Yeah.
There is implied consent to save my life. Unless I object by wearing this special thing above and beyond what a normal person would require.
And then with that, you're kind of going with the majority, right? So the majority of people who are dying want to be saved, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
But those select few who are old or whatever the reason is, if they don't want to be resuscitated, if they're choking, dying, whatever, it would make sense for those people to have to give explicit withdrawal of consent to be whatever saved.
Right. Lifeguard saving a drowning kid in a swimming pool, implied consent. Or whatever term you want to use to express that concept.
Well, I think in the case of the swimming pool, if you use the swimming pool, you have already consented to whatever the rules of that pool are, particularly if the rules are posted.
Okay.
Right? And if they have a lifeguard on duty, like, pretty obvious what's going to happen if you drown.
Yeah.
Right?
Or a good Samaritan at the beach with no lifeguard on duty then.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to die, and I don't want somebody to, be afraid of the legal system because, I'm going to die because somebody's afraid of the legal system when they
can. That's why we have the concept of implied consent.
Easily.
I think there are other things that you could use implied consent for correctly, like a couple, if you would have to ask, your significant other every single time you were to hug or kiss them. I think that's a situation where implied consent would be, you know, you're not going to be like, you sexually assaulted me for kissing me without explicitly asking me first. Like a, it's kind of just implied that from the history of your relationship, that's cool.
There's a term for that in, I hate to use the term licensing, but when somebody does license something, sometimes there's a period of time on that, or sometimes it's an open-ended license. And so, software.
Like marriage, open-ended license. Until you terminate, that's...
I mean, still, that's not quite, and particularly marriage and relationships, like, you don't really have an open license. Like, you can still violate consent. There are plenty of married people who have been raped against their will.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't want to, you know, jump into that end of the pool, so to speak.
Just stick with first responders, then. That's where it's probably... It's probably where you can wrap your head around the concept, or the listener can wrap their head around the concept.
No, I get the concept. I just don't like that it's a state-sponsored concept.
Okay.
I don't like anything that's state-sponsored.
Yeah.
If you remove, like, here's it.
Like, to me, it's common sense. Okay. To me, it's common sense that, hey, if there's a guy choking and you can give him the Heimlich maneuver to save his life, well, then do it.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's one of those things where it is currently a state-sponsored concept. Absent the state, it would still exist.
Yes.
Because the vast majority of society...
I think it existed long before the state ever existed.
There you go.
Yes.
Because the vast majority of society would prefer to operate in such a way that if you are in need of medical attention, you don't have to give explicit consent to receive it.
But also,
who's performing it.
On the other end of that, if I'm in a situation where somebody else is, I don't know, drowning, choking, insert event here, and I see that and I go, I know the Heimlich maneuver, I'm going to make a decision myself to say, oh, hey, this guy's in trouble, I'm going to help, and I'm going to accept the consequences of my actions regardless. Right, because I'm trying to do something nice and good for this person who might be dying, because I would want somebody else to do that for me if I were in that situation. So,
but
with
you can
rest
assured that if you took it to arbitration outside of a state-sponsored court, right, that a fair arbitrator would be like, no, there was implied consent.
But with all that in mind, let's just say that the court did find that, you know, hey, I did something weird and I could be charged with a thing and thrown in a cage or whatever. I still made that decision myself.
You did.
And I'm responsible for the outcome of that decision, regardless as to whether or not the state deems it a correct maneuver or not.
Right. But if the consequence for doing those things always ends up in people getting arrested or caged or found financially liable... Right. Then people would stop doing those things.
Well, then you need to look at the organization doing the arresting and the kidnapping and the finding of those people and make sure that that organization goes away.
Well, if a free market arbitrator decided that way, it would have the same effect.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to talk about all sorts of fun things, such as invasive parachuting spiders invading the East Coast.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
According to Ukraine officials, a ceasefire was broken by Russian forces. It's the second day in a row that attempts to evacuate civilians from battle zones was foiled. Several outlets are reporting that civilians have been killed in the evacuation attempts. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in a national speech, urged his people to continue to resist. The global death rate from COVID-19 is about to cross 6 million mortalities. According to Johns Hopkins University, the toll is at more than 5.9 million as of Sunday morning. Here in the U.S., the death rate is nearing 1 million. Six people, including children, were killed Saturday afternoon by a tornado that swept through central Iowa. Emergency officials in Madison County say four others were injured when the twister touched down in an area southwest of Des Moines. This is USA Radio News. Pain at the pump.
Gas prices across the United States are now averaging $4.01 a gallon. AAA saying the national average for a gallon of regular rose to $3.92 on Saturday, up from $3.84 on Friday. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells MSNBC you're also going to start seeing the prices of everyday items rise as well.
Anything that touches a truck, commerce, deliveries, groceries, lumber, going to the store, anything that is being shipped via semi-truck is eventually going to get hit.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Organizers of the People's Convoy say they plan to drive around the Capitol Beltway, which encircles Washington, twice before returning to Hagerstown, Maryland, where they spent the weekend. It intends to repeat the action each day until their demands are met. They want the national COVID emergency declaration lifted and congressional hearings into the government's response to the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
All right. Richie Rich, you, without fail, every week that you're on, bring in some of the zaniest or most bizarre headlines, sometimes tabloid-esque, sometimes just stuff to make you think. I ran across something that I thought you, of all people, because you bring these in consistently, would enjoy.
Absolutely.
This is from WISN. This is Channel 12 ABC, Wisconsin. It's a channel, television channel. A big no. Huge invasive parachuting spiders will begin to cover the East Coast, experts say.
Oh, no. Stay in Wisconsin.
Doesn't that happen in Australia?
I don't know.
I think it does. I think it rains spiders there.
They have the scariest animals in Australia.
I've never heard of. Like, these are spider paratroopers, apparently.
little G.I. Joes.
Like, do they have a spider air force that's dropping the little spiders out of airplanes? Like,
you know what? The only thing that can explain this, aliens.
Aliens.
Okay.
Aliens.
Go on.
Who else is dropping spiders from the sky?
Like, that needs more than just a cursory explanation there. Aliens. Go.
Now, I don't enjoy spiders. Right? Okay. As far as, like, you know, if I'm in my house and I see a spider, I don't like that. Right? My rule is, I don't care if you exist, I don't want to see you.
I'm more okay with spiders than roaches.
Yes, oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, so now let me preface this or postface this. I don't know.
It's too late to preface it.
Let me post-preface.
Post-note.
Pre-post. Post-note the preface.
Post-script. The P.S.
What should have been the preface is that I understand that spiders are kind of your friend.
Yeah.
Because they eat all the other insects. So if you got other insects in your house,
yeah,
these spiders are nature's way of, like, sort of taking care of that, making sure they don't get out of hand, and et cetera. And so,
I've woken up with a few little spider nibbles on my hand. I'm like, oh,
I don't like that.
Okay.
No.
I don't like it either, but the alternative is, like, other bugs, and that's worse for me.
Yeah, so I get all that. But again, I just don't like spiders. You're not going to see me, like, having a pet tarantula in an aquarium in my house. That's not going to happen. You know, I'm not going to have an ant farm in one of those little, you know, those little things that looks like...
Free the ants!
Yeah, I didn't even like... do you remember, what was it called? It was called the Sea Monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
The back of the comic book, you know, it's just Brian the Shrimp.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, oh, that's a total ripoff. You can just get onto the local place and get Brian the Shrimp and pour him in some water, and there you go, Sea Monkeys. But no, they charge you like four times as much or whatever to order it out of the back of the comic book. But that being said, my imagination when I read that headline was like, whoa, wait a minute. How giant are these spiders? What do these parachutes look like? Who makes these parachutes for these spiders?
They're woven with the silk of the spider. It's very tightly woven.
They actually are. Giant parachuting spiders could show up along the entire east coast of the United States, according to some scientists.
Science. Sounds legit.
That's it. End the Free State Project right now. We don't need any of that.
Originally from Japan, the 3-inch-long Joro spider made its way first to Georgia and has begun to slowly spread out. It's disgusting, said Anna Reed. A big no, said Danisha Match. Oh, Lord Jesus, said Gregory Lightfoot.
You're going to get quoted in the paper. That's how you get quoted in the paper.
Oh, Lord Jesus. University of Georgia scientists have released a study saying the 8-legged residents are about to become even more prolific in Georgia and spread up and down the entire East Coast.
Well, if they're making little parachutes, they're just going to float with the current.
I doubt they'll make it up to New Hampshire.
I don't know.
Over what period of time?
Never.
There's one Japanese dude from Georgia to have one, like, stowed away in his vehicle as he comes up here for...
Yeah, there was this lady found a black widow in her bag of grapes.
Yeah, that came from
down south.
That was out of Washington, that story.
Oh, really?
Different story. It wasn't grapes, but a lady was purchasing some sort of produce it was actually the store that I used to go to, in Edmonds, Washington, Safeway out there. And so she had, you know, bagged up her groceries or whatever and got home and then, you know, took the bag of whatever out of the paper bag and, like, out comes the spider. So she took a photo of it and everything and got online and, yeah, it's and they sent some, you know, somebody came out to take care of it kind of thing. But they, of course, imagine that it came over on some, you know, freighter boat, you know.
Yeah, because we don't have those.
Stowaways.
Stowaway, yes. Oh, Segway.
No, we finished this one.
Oh. All right.
Foreshadowing.
Five shadowing? What? Oh, no, it's only three shadowing. It's just us. It's three shadows. Anyway. It doesn't have anything that's controlling its population size in the new habitat, but it has perfect conditions to spread, said Benjamin Frick. That's right. His name is Frick. Nice freaking name. Nice freaking name. He's the co-author of the study and an undergraduate at Odum School of Ecology, University of Georgia. Scientists say it will continue to spread because of its ability to survive the cold. I don't think of Georgia as a cold place. So in our experiment, we exposed them to a brief period of cold, only for a couple of minutes at below freezing temperatures, and most of the Joros did just fine, said Andy Davis, co-author.
So they'll be fine in New Hampshire.
They're not going to die in 3 minutes. They're going to, like, over the course, how long is it? It's cold here for a long time, like half the year. They're going to die. Don't worry.
Researchers have found the spiders can travel using their webs like balloons or parachutes to ride the wind.
It's pretty badass.
But it's unknowing.
It's a butt balloon.
It's unknowing humans who will spread them quicker.
See?
Can you just imagine, though, like, you know, you're just walking along outside, you know, you get hit in the head, right? And what the heck was that? And you look down, and it's some spider with, like, this weird-looking parachute thing. He looks up, and he says, "Hey, buddy, get out of my way!
Watch where you're going!"
A whole invasion of them, though, coming down.
We had a Joro being found in Oklahoma. We tracked the person who made the observation, and it turned out it was a student from here. So, from Georgia.
Okay.
Joros don't appear to have much of an effect on local food webs, or ecosystems. And as menacing as the big spiders look, experts say they're scaredy cats, and you're highly unlikely to be bitten by one. Its fangs are so small relative to most human skin that it probably wouldn't be able to get its fangs into you even if it wanted to, Frick said. Well, what the frick does he know?
I'm less scared of these now. Bring them on.
Frickin' Davis. It's Frick and Davis. Frickin' Davis said, if you are unlucky enough to be bitten by a Joro, its bite feels far less than a wasp sting and a little like a pinch.
Okay.
They do have a little venom, but like a bee or wasp sting, most will not need any medical attention. The East Coast can expect to see webs around late May, early June, but the really big female webs come around the start of fall.
I changed my mind. They are welcome in New Hampshire.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want giant parachuting
spiders. They're not giant, though. They're 3 inches. That's not really, like, giant.
They'll turn
smaller than a wolf spider.
They'll turn murders as soon as you rush your crane things.
Men around the world would have ladies believe 3 inches is giant.
Well, 3 inches around. What's your diameter there?
What's your diameter? Diameter. Die is the first part of amateur. Diameter. 603-283-6160. Do you want giant parachuting spiders all up and down the East Coast? Starting in May and...
right up into Massachusetts.
All the way through fall?
And we'll put up a border.
Oh, that would be fun. Libertarian parachuting giant spiders. Now on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Come on and dance. Come on, Eileen. I'm trying to think of other songs that start with the phrase "come on," and I'm drawing a blank now. I got two. That was pretty good.
Usually two more than me.
Usually I'm good for like three of a thing, but meh, I guess not. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you would like to join us on air at Free Talk Live. That's the name of this show. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich Rich.
And let's just go to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you got close. I'm one of them. You know what you call a one-legged prostitute, don't you? That would be Eileen. Eileen.
What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs?
Second base.
What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs who hangs on a wall?
Oh, God, I remember this one.
It's
go,
art.
Go on.
It's art. What do you call his father?
Phil.
Pop art.
Oh, on the wall still, okay. I get you.
What's on your mind, Major?
Well, you guys are talking about these flying spiders. They theoretically came out of Georgia from Japan. Japan does have some decent winters, so I think these bugs are going to do just fine in New Hampshire and probably Michigan, too, if they ever make it here.
Great.
But
they're so polite, though. Fangs, they have no impact on local ecology or whatever.
I'm whelmed by the whole subject.
Well, dude, you can infest a whole city with cockroaches just by having one in the cuff of your pants.
Don't say stuff like that.
You're triggering me.
They're asexual like worms. They don't need nobody to breed.
Dude, I lived in the panhandle of Florida for some time, and I have never seen bigger cockroaches than I saw.
Oh yeah, you can put a saddle on them buggers.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about exactly that. Like, you know, can I somehow tie them all together and get them to do like work for me, hauling loads down the street or whatever? You know.
Oh, I had to do a gig in Columbus, Ohio one time. There was this woman; she must have weighed 500-600 pounds, and they've been trying to evict her out of there for like 6 months. Shut the water, utilities, everything off. So by the time we got there, there was this giant, big claw bathtub, and it was full right to the brim of feces, right?
Ugh.
So everything was disgusting. So we finally got the water on and got her cleaned out a little bit, and I go into John to take a whiz, and I lift up the toilet seat, and this 4-inch cockroach is standing there, and he literally reeled up on his back legs and took a swing at me and hit. Dude wanted to fight.
Remember Joe's apartment?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, the whole Georgia thing, that's where Paris Island was. And they're the ones that gave us the government, our lovely forefathers, gave us Lyme disease and spotted Rocky Mountain fever.
Mm.
And the ticks have kind of a parachute-shaped body, so they can float on the wind, too, just like these spiders.
That's one of the reasons why I don't like doing outdoor activity in New Hampshire.
There are the other thing I bugs
want,
here.
The other thing I want to tell you about spiders is the most poisonous spider in America is the daddy long legs, and he don't even build a web.
Can't bite you, though.
He can't kill you because his fangs are so short they can't puncture your skin.
Is that true?
I think it is true. Yeah. I've heard that before. But
I've also thought I saw that myth.
He hunts for a living.
Maybe.
He hunts for a living. He don't build no webs.
Okay.
But them wolf spiders, if you kill one of them, their mate will come hunting you. I've experienced this more than once. So if you whack one, you better be looking for the other.
You're being chased. You're being stalked by a.
That's what I would
another
do.
Another wolf spider.
Chased back to your postal van by a wolf spider.
Oh, they're nasty, man. They leave a mean well when they bite you.
All right, what else was on your mind? You had something else you want to talk about.
You guys were talking about, people getting sued for doing the right thing
yeah.
for the wrong person, you know, trying to save somebody's skin. Well, and sometimes the government does get it right. In Ohio, they got a Good Samaritan law where, you know, if Jimmy's down the well or you're on the highway and your car's on fire and I rip your damn foot off getting you out of there, you can't sue me.
Right. Yeah, those exist, you know, in play. But the thing is, that's just how it should be.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's implied consent. If I'm in deep doo-doo, pull me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Captain just has a problem with the term implied consent, not necessarily the concept. So if you find a better term, right, then we would have the concept
a
better term.
I feel like, this Good Samaritan law that you speak of, it shouldn't have needed to be written because it just should be common sense that's
agreed.
How you treat a person who tried to save your ass. But then if there is, like, okay, we live in a time where there is this evil organization, you know, this institution that we call government, and they rule the entire globe now, not just the U.S., but everywhere is claimed by a government. The entire earth has been claimed. We live in a place where, okay, so let's say that, like you're saying, every now and again, you know, they get something right and they have this good stuff. Why doesn't every place have that?
So, okay.
Yeah.
I want to throw out another concept.
Because the country is run by litigators. They're all lawyers. And they all got three hands. Oh, on this hand and on this hand, but on the other hand, take one of them. Quit patting me on the back and stick it up your, you know where. But anyway, yeah, that's my thoughts for the night, dudes.
One of the things that they always say about the government's formation of laws, right, at least, you know, common law in the early days, was not that the government created the laws, but the government codified laws that were then discovered. Right, like people discover that this should be a thing, and the government then just codifies it to enshrine it in that geographic region. Right, so if Good Samaritan laws exist naturally, and then the government goes like, well, that should be a thing, and they just codify it, is it really that big of a deal that they codified something?
That sounds all fine and good, Richie Rich, but that's not how it actually works.
Okey
because
dokey.
Because there is, show me a government on planet Earth that has that for a process of their lawmaking. They don't. Show me a government that has anything that resembles a process of removing laws that are no longer relevant to anybody for any reason, any way, shape, or form. They don't. Nobody has any of those because they never take laws off the books.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah.
But I mean, again, theoretically, that's how British common law started, right? Like, people discovered things that should be
sure.
and then wrote it down.
Sure.
And so if they go like, wow, it should be okay for you to save someone's life and they shouldn't be able to do anything to you because you were acting in good faith, right? We should write that one down because it exists anyway. It's just, you know, code, like the Second Amendment people, right? You're not granted the right to bear arms by the government. They just recognize that you already had the right to defend yourself and codified it.
Right. And so, but by having the organization codify something that should just be an expectation is the reason why people believe that governments grant you rights.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay.
Major?
No, I'm good.
All
peace
right.
out, guys.
Have a good night. Thanks for the call. All right. we were going to talk about something that Nikki brought in.
Psychedelic soap.
Man.
Kind of.
I'm never taking a bath again.
I might be taking more of them. Who knows?
Dr. Bronner's, the soap company, dips into psychedelics. Under the leadership of the founder's grandsons...
Okay, wait a minute. Before you even start.
Okay.
So, psychedelic soap. I just have this image in my mind that I'm going to open, you know, I usually use something like Irish Spring or whatever.
Me
so
too.
A green bar, opinion. Right? So I imagine opening this soap and it's going to be like this swirled, like maybe a Grateful Dead logo, you know, something, you know, tie-dye looking, you know, maybe they got different varieties of, you know, visuals going on.
No two bars the same.
No two bars the same. And then, like, when you rub yourself down with the soap when you're in the tub or whatever, it seeps into your skin. And
then 20 minutes later.
And it gets you high, man. That's my initial thought based on the headline. Go ahead.
And you never get out of the shower because you always think you're already out of the shower because you're hallucinating.
So under the leadership of the founder's grandsons, the company has become a big financial backer of the efforts to loosen government restrictions on illegal drugs. I think that's awesome.
Yep. So far, so good. I like it.
Yep. Dr. Bronner's, the liquid soap company, best known for its teeny font labels, preaching brotherly love and world peace, would like you to consider the benefits of mind-altering drugs. The sentiment is prompted on limited edition soap bottles that sing the praises of psychedelic-assisted therapies, and through the trippy pronouncements of David Bronner's grandson, the company's founder, and one of its top executives, who is not shy about sharing details of his many hallucinogenic journeys. He says, "Let's face it, the world would be a far better place if more people experienced psychedelic medicines," said David, whose company in January became among the first in the United States to offer ketamine therapy as part of its employee health care coverage.
Nice. So more psychedelics in the soap, more coke back in the cocaine.
We can talk more about these psychedelic soaps, man. And we come back. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.